passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Would you recognize a snakehead fish if you saw one? What about a Chinese mitten crab, an apple snail, or blue eel?
They're edible species, and in some cases, some of the species are listed as prohibited on our list.
Lance Robinson is the regional director for coastal fisheries at Texas Parks and Wildlife. The prohibited species are on the Dirty Dozen list, sometimes found in tanks at markets and restaurants.
You pick out the fish that you want to eat, and they harvest it right out of the tank and prepare it there on site.
Exotics inadvertently released into Texas waters compete with native species for food and habitat or spread disease. To help citizens identify them, the agency created a poster and brochure.
The brochure lists the common name of the animal, and we also include information about why the particular species is prohibited. The goal is, in addition to providing information to the seafood markets, is also to hopefully educate the consumer who are actually buying these products. And so we have posters that we'll be distributing to some of these markets and asking them if they would help post them and educate their consumers.
And what if you spot one of the Dirty Dozen?
They can contact Parks and Wildlife or a local law enforcement number, or they can contact any of our coastal fisheries or inland fisheries offices, and that information will be collected and forwarded on to the appropriate facilities.
That's our show, made possible by the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.